Hi, I'm Jenny.
Hi, and I'm Melinda. Have you ever heard a German talk in English and with this extreme German accent? Listen to this guy and then you know what I mean.
What do you call the wheel contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket?
Maybe you didn't entirely understand what this guy was saying, but don't worry, we will come to that.
Before we start discussing our topic, I'll tell you a little story that happened to me a couple of years ago. I was on a class trip to Scotland and was around 12th grade or something. And back at school, I was a member of the advanced English class, so I was pretty excited to test my knowledge in real life. I'd never really had any contact with native speakers back then, so it was quite a new experience for me. And hey, I was one of the best students in my class, so what could possibly go wrong? In fact, lots of stuff. I was pretty nervous every time I opened my mouth, and it got the most awkward when I went to McDonald's and I didn't even know how to order French fries, because I didn't know what they were called in British English. Were they fries, French fries, or chips, or something completely different? We hardly talked about stuff like that at school, and even less about everyday dialogue, so I might have been able to discuss economics and politics with the cashier, but ordering French fries, it was a no-go for me.
Which is what leads us to our topic, the problem of English classes at German schools. When native English speakers listen to us Germans, they often notice strong accent, problem with collocation, wrong sentence structure and so on. One thing that causes this problem is the foreign language education at German schools. German high school students hardly deal with issues like phonetics and phonology, morphology or English varieties.
Yeah, I mean, we sure dealt with grammar rules and stuff like that, but I learned so many new things that are actually pretty important when I started going to university, like linguistic basics and how to produce certain sounds like the voiced and unvoiced D, differences in vocabulary of British and American English.
Yeah, what I noticed as a problem was that many German high school teachers don't really care about how their students use or pronounce certain vocabulary, whether it's American English, British English, or something completely arbitrary. This can sometimes lead to awkward misunderstandings, like asking an American speaker if it's okay if you could borrow their rubber, that would be a condom instead of an eraser, or a British speaker whether it's okay to go to the beach not wearing any pants, which would mean underwear instead of trousers.
Yep. Although my English teacher insisted that we should use British vocabulary rather than American one to sound more prestigious, when it came to pronunciation he just told us more or less to pronounce us the way we want to, because native speakers would understand us either way. Not very productive for an advanced class, is it?
You know what really got me freaking out in school? In my class, an advanced class, there was a student that never pronounced the TH sound correctly. It always sounded like V or F. All the teachers did was be very strict on vocabulary. But even before I started studying, I never heard of this thingy called false friends. There are so many words in English and German that seem to be the same, but our teachers never really stressed that we have to be careful when using it. My favorite example is a sentence that I've heard a German say. I have always become a lollipop by the nice woman next door. And that speaker didn't even understand where the listener started laughing. Would you know why as a native speaker? It is as simple as that. The English word for to get is bekommen in German. I don't know why, but very often I hear Germans using this become in an exact wrong way.
And yet, people keep asking me, why do you study English when everybody can speak it anyway? It's really ironic, actually. It's probably because most people just don't know any better. They assume that the basic English they've learned at school is enough, but it's hardly sufficient if you really want to talk to a native speaker or even include professional English in your job later on. It might sound a little harsh to put it like that, but that's just how it is.
All this is because German classes tend to be a lot more theoretical than practical. Just look at your problems ordering French fries. I have experienced situations like that myself. It's so awkward. And the worst is that you are able to write essays on whatever literary topic, but you don't know how to ask for bread at the breakfast table. All we have ever learned in school is writing and a certain degree of grammar. But even if you know the English grammar system by heart, you still won't be able to communicate if you haven't had enough practice in talking.
Well, the way I learned English was mainly by reading books and watching movies in their original language. I also talk to English speakers on the internet a lot, so that's definitely something that helped me establish a certain standard.
Oh yes, I read a lot too. And when I was in 7th grade, my parents sent me to England for 2 weeks, and from that year on I spent 2 or 3 weeks abroad almost every year. And after I finished school I went to England again. I'm very glad that I have done this. I don't know what my English would be like without all those trips. And all the reading.
So, yeah. I hope we are able to show you some of the tricky aspects of German English speakers and the German educational system. So next time you listen to a German speaker, please keep that in mind, okay?